LinkedIn native video is getting exceptional reach right now. These don't need to be highly produced. In fact, authentic conversational videos often perform better than polished presentations. The key is to share quick tips, insights, and behind-the-scenes glimpses of your business in a way that feels natural and helpful. What we're seeing with LinkedIn video is far better engagement than with other content types. The videos that resonate the most are informal, authentic pieces where you're genuinely helping to solve a problem or sharing a real business insight. Hello and welcome to From Overlooked to Fully Booked. I'm your host, Nikki Hutchison, and I'm delighted you're here. We're already halfway through our audience growth series, and if you've been implementing the strategies from episodes 1 and 2, then you'll now have a solid foundation and a content strategy that actually converts. But even the most brilliant content won't grow your audience if it's not being seen by the right people on the right platforms. This is where so many business owners get stuck. They've done the hard work of creating valuable content, but they're frustrated because it still feels like they're talking to the same small circle of people week after week, month after month. The engagement is coming from familiar faces, but the audience isn't actually growing. Does this sound familiar? You're creating content that you know could help hundreds of people, but somehow it's not reaching them. You watch other businesses in your space seem to effortlessly get in front of new audience while your reach feels frustratingly limited. Today, we're solving that problem with proven visibility and distribution strategies that work. I'm going to share the exact methods I'm using right now to teach new audiences, from platform-specific strategies to strategic networking approaches that get you noticed by more of the right people. This isn't about being everywhere or trying to master every social platform. It's about showing up intentionally on the platforms where your ideal clients are already engaged, plus leveraging communities and established audiences to accelerate your growth. You might know some of these strategies already, but are you doing them? Let's make sure you are. By the end of the episode, you'll have a complete toolkit of visibility strategies. You'll know exactly how to optimize your presence on the platforms that matter most, and you'll understand how to use strategic networking to multiply your reach. Before we dive in, I want to make sure you've got as much support to action these strategies as possible. So I've created a free guide, 25 ways to grow your audience without paying for ads. And you can download it now at nikkihutchison.com/25. That's 25 ways. Now, let's get into the strategies that are going to up-level your visibility and audience growth. LinkedIn deserves the first mention on today's episode because it's become the most powerful platform for professional audience growth. Although you'll hear people complain about LinkedIn these days, the organic reach is still excellent compared to other platforms. And the professional context makes it much easier to attract high-quality leads who are ready to invest in business solutions. What's working on LinkedIn now is authentic professional content rather than polished corporate messaging. The posts that get the best reach and engagement are the ones that share genuine experiences, offer specific solutions to common problems, and start meaningful, interesting conversations in the comments. LinkedIn native video is getting exceptional reach right now. These don't need to be highly produced. In fact, authentic conversational videos often perform better than polished presentations. The key is to share quick tips, insights, and behind-the-scenes glimpses of your business in a way that feels natural and helpful. What we're seeing with LinkedIn video is far better engagement than with other content types. The videos that resonate the most are informal, authentic pieces where you're genuinely helping to solve a problem or sharing a real business insight. And it needs to be something that people are genuinely looking for help with right now, or a question they actually want answered. The generic stuff just doesn't cut it these days. LinkedIn articles enable you to go deeper into topics and establish real thought leadership. Well-written articles get shared within professional networks and can continue generating leads for months after publication. Again, the key is to write articles that solve specific problems your clients are facing, rather than simply sharing your opinions on industry trends. Although, a well-researched piece of content like a white paper will also gain traction. In fact, I've found that including relevant stats is also a great way to capture interest. And let's not forget, it's not just about one-way traffic, i.e. you producing content. Strategic networking on LinkedIn goes far beyond simply connecting with people. It's about engaging meaningfully with other people's content, sharing valuable insights in the comments, and building genuine professional relationships over time. When I comment thoughtfully on posts from other business owners, their connections often click through to my profile, and this relatively passive way to network has been incredibly effective for growing my audience with qualified leads who are already interested in business growth and marketing. And once you've generated those leads, LinkedIn messaging for relationship building works when it's genuinely personable and valuable. I feel like I've said that word genuine a lot on this episode, but it's really, really relevant. Instead of sending generic connection requests, mention something specific from the person's content or profile that resonated with you. The goal is to start a real conversation, not make an immediate pitch. In fact, that's one of the worst tactics you could possibly use on LinkedIn. Come straight in with a pitch to me and you'll find yourself promptly blocked. Lead gen works best when you offer tons of value and start meaningful conversations. Professional storytelling on LinkedIn also performs well. Share stories about client transformations, business challenges you've overcome, or lessons you've learned from your own failures. People connect with authentic stories much more than they do with generic business advice. And now it's time for your first action step. Audit your LinkedIn strategy and identify one area you're going to prioritize and use to increase your professional visibility this month. Whether that's posting more consistently, engaging more meaningfully, or optimizing your profile to really speak to your ideal clients. Next up is Instagram. Things have evolved significantly here, and the strategies that worked even 2 years ago aren't necessarily working now. The platform is prioritizing authentic content and genuine engagement over vanity metrics, which actually works in favor of business owners who focus on providing real value. Instagram algorithm updates for 2025 are favoring accounts that create original content, engage authentically with their communities, and maintain consistent posting schedules. Content that keeps people on Instagram longer is also being prioritized. So creating content that encourages saves, shares, and meaningful comments is crucial. The Instagram Reels strategy has matured beyond just jumping on trending audios. Reels that drive audience growth now are ones that provide clear value within the first 3 seconds, solve specific problems, or share genuine insights. Educational content is performing very well on Reels right now, so have a think about what questions your audience members have and how you can answer them using a strong hook, whether visual or verbal. The key is to create Reels that your ideal clients would want to save and share with others in their network. Think tutorials, quick tips, myth-busting content, behind-the-scenes insights, or even just entertaining fun. Anything that demonstrates your expertise and personality. Instagram story strategy is still powerful for staying top of mind with your existing audience and attracting new followers through strategic use of location tags, hashtags, or tagging in other, ideally larger, accounts. Stories also provide excellent opportunities for more personal behind-the-scenes content that helps people connect with you as an individual. If you can get people to buy into you, there'll be no stopping your growth. Use stories to ask questions, run polls, share quick tips, and give glimpses into your daily business operations and life. The interactive features in stories are particularly effective for engagement and help the algorithm understand that your content is valuable. Something I like to do is take a day off stories, then use a sticker on my first story back after the break, either a slider, question box, or emoji sticker that people can tap. And this really helps to boost your views immediately. Instagram carousels are getting good reach and engagement because they encourage people to spend more time engaging with your content. Create carousels that tell an interesting story, share step-by-step processes, or provide multiple tips around a single theme. Instagram comment to DM automation is a game-changing strategy that business owners are only just starting to wake up to. Using tools like ManyChat, you can create automated flows that send valuable resources directly to people's DMs when they comment with specific trigger words on your posts or in your stories or a whole variety of ways. This approach is very effective because it targets warm prospects, people who have already demonstrated interest by engaging with your content. When someone comments on your post with guide or info or any other term you've set up, they can instantly receive a DM with your lead magnet, resource, or next step. The key to making this work is creating posts that naturally encourage comments with your trigger word. You might share a tip and say, comment checklist if you'd like my full process. Or you might post about a common challenge and offer, "Comment help for my free resource on this." When implemented well, this method can capture 15 to 25% of commenters as leads. And because they've actively engaged with your content first, they're much more likely to open your messages, then your emails, and then ultimately become clients. Instagram engagement strategy requires genuine interaction with your community. Respond to comments thoughtfully, engage meaningfully with content from accounts in your niche, and build real relationships rather than simply trying to get likes and follows. Here comes your second action step. Choose one Instagram strategy from this section and commit to implementing it consistently for the next month and see how it impacts your audience growth. Instagram's focus on polished visuals works brilliantly for many businesses. But if you're comfortable with a more raw, authentic approach, TikTok offers great organic reach opportunities. This channel has evolved far beyond dance videos and viral trends. It's become a powerful platform for business growth, especially for service-based entrepreneurs who want to showcase their expertise authentically. While TikTok is only one of my secondary channels, I have had clients have huge viral moments, achieving enormous reach on TikTok using my strategies. And if it's where your target audience is hanging out, then it's a fantastic channel and well worth your attention. The viral formula that's working in 2025 is the hook plus problem or solution format. Start by saying something along the lines of, "If you're struggling with," and then state the specific problem. Do this within the first 3 seconds, then deliver a quick actionable solution in the following 15 seconds, and then end with a call to action or follow-up tip. Another approach that consistently generates massive engagement is sharing controversial takes and myth-busting content, starting with unpopular opinion or 3 business rules I completely ignore tend to go viral because they challenge common industry beliefs and spark discussion in the comments. What really builds trust and engagement, though, is behind-the-scenes revenue content. Share real numbers, how I made X number of pounds this month, with actual breakdowns, or what my business actually costs to run with genuine figures. This transparency cuts through the noise and positions you as someone who is genuinely successful. The content that performs best combines entertainment with education. Instead of just sharing tips, tell stories about your biggest business failures, client wins, or the reality behind running a service-based business. People connect with authentic experiences more than generic advice. The key when it comes to TikTok content is rapid-fire delivery. Create 5 things I wish I'd known before starting my business videos with quick cuts and snappy editing, giving each point just 3 to 5 seconds. Information density is what keeps viewers engaged. So here's your third action step. Create your first or next TikTok video using the hook plus problem or solution format around one specific challenge that your clients face. Now onto YouTube, which deserves special attention because it offers the best long-term return on investment for content creation. Unlike other platforms where your content disappears from feeds within hours or days, YouTube videos continue generating leads for years after they've been published. Over the last couple of months, we've been trialing YouTube Shorts as part of our marketing mix. And later this year, we'll be continuing to expand the scope of our YouTube channel. The key to YouTube's success is focusing on solving specific problems that your ideal clients are actively searching for. This means keyword research and SEO optimization are crucial. You want your videos to appear when people search for the solutions that you provide. YouTube rewards longer form content that keeps viewers engaged, so don't be afraid to go deeper into topics than you would on other platforms. You can create comprehensive tutorials, detailed case studies, or in-depth explanations that provide genuine value. YouTube Shorts offer an excellent opportunity to repurpose your longer content into bite-sized, shareable clips. These can drive traffic back to your full videos and help you reach new audiences that prefer shorter content formats. YouTube also favors consistency, so establish a realistic publishing schedule and stick to it. Whether that's weekly, bi-weekly, or monthly, consistency builds audience expectations and helps with algorithm performance. Although I will say, the more often, the better. And here's your fourth action step. Research 3 specific problems your ideal clients search for on YouTube and plan your first or next video around solving one of those. While mastering individual platforms is crucial, some of the most effective audience growth happens when you strategically position yourself within the communities where your ideal clients are already hanging out. One of the most effective visibility strategies I've used over the years is what I call being a strategic joiner. This isn't about joining every Facebook group or community you can find. It's about carefully selecting communities where your ideal clients are already gathering and becoming a genuinely valuable member. The key word here is strategic. You want to choose communities based on three criteria: where your ideal clients are actively participating, where the community culture aligns with your values, and where you can genuinely add value without it feeling forced or salesy. I've been part of various business communities for years, from free Facebook groups to paid masterminds, and every single investment has generated business results. Not because I went in with a sales agenda, but because I showed up authentically and built genuine relationships. Free communities offer incredible opportunities if you approach them correctly. Join Facebook groups, LinkedIn groups, and online communities where your ideal clients are asking questions and sharing challenges. The key is to become known as someone who provides thoughtful, helpful answers without always directing people straight back to your own business. When I first started growing my marketing business, I made it a priority to show up and be helpful in business communities. I'd answer questions thoroughly, share resources, and engage meaningfully with other people's content. Over time, people started recognizing me as someone who knew what they were talking about when it comes to marketing and business, and they began reaching out privately for more help. Paid communities and programs have been even more powerful and quicker for my business growth. When you invest in joining a mastermind, course, or business program, you're surrounded by people who are serious about growing their businesses. These environments create natural opportunities for collaboration, referrals, and mutual support. Nowadays, I run my own communities just like this, and I'm going to tell you about one before the end of the episode. The networking effect is incredible. When someone in your program needs help with something you provide, they're much more likely to reach out to you than to search for a stranger online. And when program members are asked for recommendations, your name comes up because they already know and trust you. Don't overlook in-person networking either. Some of my longest-standing business relationships have come from attending and hosting live in-person events. When I first started my marketing business, I wanted to meet people more locally, so I set up monthly networking events and ran them for 3 years, right up until lockdown. We were bumping elbows at that final event. And many of my current clients originally came to those very early events. The key to successful community growth and participation is consistency and authenticity. Don't join 10 groups and try to be active in all of them. Choose two or three communities where you can genuinely contribute and build relationships over time. Your fifth action step then is to identify two communities where your ideal clients are actively participating and commit to being genuinely helpful in those spaces for the next month. While community participation builds relationships over time, there's another visibility strategy that can put you in front of hundreds of ideal clients, if not thousands, in a single conversation. That's right, I'm talking about podcast guesting. This has become one of my most recommended and effective visibility strategies. Appearing on established podcasts puts you in front of pre-qualified audiences who are already interested in learning about what you teach. The beauty of this approach is that it leverages existing audiences. Rather than building your own following from scratch, you're borrowing the trust and credibility that the host has already established with their listeners. Identifying the right podcast requires research, but it's worth the effort. Look for shows where your ideal clients are already listening, where the host's audience size is appropriate for your current level, and where the content style aligns with your expertise and personality. You don't need to start with the biggest shows in your industry. In fact, smaller podcasts with highly engaged audiences often deliver better results than massive shows where your episode might get lost in the volume. Crafting your podcast pitch is crucial for getting booked. Hosts receive dozens of pitches every week. Trust me, as a podcast host, this happens to me too. So yours needs to stand out by being specific about the value you can provide to their particular audience. Research recent episodes to understand the show's format and audience. Then craft a pitch that explains exactly what unique insights you could share and why their listeners would benefit from hearing from you. Then prep. Prepping for podcast interviews involves more than just knowing your talking points. Think about the stories you want to tell, the specific strategies you want to share, and how you can provide immediate value to listeners. For me, it's not simply about securing a podcast guest interview. It's about being really well prepared and making sure that I am going to deliver absolute value to their listeners. I don't want to just show up and share my life story. This isn't simply an ego trip appearing on a podcast episode. We are podcast guesting with purpose, and our purpose is to share value and demonstrate our knowledge. Maximizing your podcast appearances means having a clear call to action and a valuable lead magnet that's directly relevant to the podcast topic. Don't simply tell people to visit your website or Instagram. Offer something specific that solves a problem you've discussed during the interview. Remember, podcast hosts are usually delighted to have you take the lead when it comes to ideas for topics for your episode. So capitalize on that. Present them with the topic that you want to discuss during your episode and make sure you've got an aligned lead magnet ready to share. Following up after podcast appearances helps you build ongoing relationships with hosts and can lead to additional opportunities. Many of my best business relationships have started with a single podcast appearance that led to ongoing collaboration. The episodes continue to generate leads long after they're published too. I still get inquiries from podcast guest appearances I did months or even years ago, which makes this strategy incredibly cost-effective for long-term audience growth. Your sixth action step then is to identify three podcasts where your ideal clients are likely listeners and research the hosts to understand how you could provide value to their specific audience. Over these three audience growth episodes so far, we've covered the foundational work, content strategy, and platform-specific visibility methods. Next week, in our final episode of the series, we're focusing on scale and systematize, how to build sustainable, long-term audience growth systems that compound over time. I'll be sharing strategies for challenge and event-based growth that can add hundreds or thousands of followers in just a few days, systematic approaches to collaborations and partnerships, and how to create audience growth systems that work even when you're not actively working on them. We'll also cover the advanced metrics you should focus on as your audience grows and how to maintain authentic relationships as you scale. If you want my help to grow your audience and a whole lot more, the next cohort of my business accelerator, The Charge, is open now. Book a call and join before Sunday, the 13th of July, and you'll get access to my bonus audience growth challenge happening inside The Charge over summer. That's on top of all of the other incredible opportunities, including VIP strategy days, content shoots, and more. Check them all out now at nikkihutchison.com/charge. But be quick, those bonuses disappear soon. Thanks for listening to this episode of From Overlooked to Fully Booked. I'm Nikki Hutchison, and I'll be back next Friday at 7 a.m. with our final episode in this audience growth series. Until then, take care and keep marketing.